sci-fi.
We talked a little bit about other shows.
Sci-fi After Party.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Sci-Fi After Party. It is just basically the post-show ramblings of us talking about whatever comes to mind after the regular podcast. So it has spoilers. We talk about different stuff every week. So just sit back and enjoy the ride. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hey. Okay. Hey.
So is everybody back? Roll call.
I'm here.
Roll call.
Jackie. Will. Eric.
Megan Fox is a go.
It's delicious.
Oh. I was just going to go in and talk about, you know, the new shows that are coming out, like Flash Forward. You know, I'm not too excited about Flash Forward. V, kind of interested in V.
Yes.
Yeah. We have until November.
Oh, they pushed it back again?
Yeah, well, last time I checked, it'll be out in November, V.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because they...
Yeah, they settled their ruling. Yeah.
What was to be settled?
There was a lawsuit.
The original creator wasn't getting... He wasn't getting a credit for the show.
Yeah, they said it wasn't a recreation or reimagination of the show. It was just using the name.
Jeez.
Yeah. And yeah, I know, but it's the crappiest thing in the
world. Let's just cry about it.
They settle with it. If you see the clips of it, you know that it's a reimagining, or it's the same show. So they So they decided to settle, and he got a co-creator credit.
Yeah, co-creator and a production credit.
I think you should get that automatically.
I mean, it's kind of mean to not.
Well, it's an issue. It always comes down to an issue of money.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Of course. If it's an interpretation, they have to pay money. If it isn't, they don't. So, I think it. You know, panel said yes, it is. So they have to pay money.
So you think this V is going to be as crappy as the original TV show?
Don't be dissing on the V.
The miniseries rock. Miniseries rock TV show.
Miniseries totally rock. The TV show ended up sucking, but that was just because they got lost in the middle.
That's true. I agree.
It was the 1970s Battlestar Galactica thing that got caught in there. But
yeah,
early 80s. Yeah. But it was a brilliant idea. It was a brilliant concept. And I think some of the concepts that are coming out that I've heard, like the fact that the visitors have been here before and have been around a long time. On the Earth, kind of manipulating how people exist and everything.
That sounds like Earth's Final Conflict.
I was thinking the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Which season?
Third season, I think. When it was on, I was thinking it was like V.
Yeah, I
watched all of it. I loved Earth's Final Conflict.
That I liked the first season, and then I liked the second show,
which was the second season, which was entirely different from the first season. And then I liked the third season. No, it's just
Boone, when Boone quote unquote disappeared.
Yeah.
Okay, digress. Anyway, B.
Anyways, but no, I think that was good. Flash forward, like I said, not interested in the least. Anybody?
Jackie, why are you interested?
I like the concept. I like the idea of like.
What is the idea again? Because I looked at the commercial and I was like, okay.
I had to watch it too, and I'm not really sure that I have the idea. But
that's what I'm saying.
I'm getting that they're getting a flash of their future, right? The whole world
passes out. Yeah, right. Exactly. Everyone passes out for 2 minutes, 11 or 12 seconds. And that means something. And there's like.
And they see something 6 months in the future.
I don't know if everyone remembers what they saw.
I think everyone remembers what they saw, and I don't think it's a spoiler, but we know there's one character who didn't see anything.
There's one character that didn't pass out.
I just think the idea of seeing your own future and then trying to, like, how that affects your life.
Right.
Interests me. I think, like, put my own self in that position, I'd be like, that's neat. How can I make this happen? How can I make this not happen? I think it'll make enough story for a few episodes at least. You know, that's all.
It just seems like more jerking us around, like Lost. I mean.
Someone tell me why the season premiere of Fringe season 2 was the lowest rated Fringe episode ever. What is that all?
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird.
It may be because people can't find it yet. Folks haven't been able to catch up with the new time.
What does that mean?
Vice is notorious for killing shows by moving when they air. And they only did it because the baseball season's coming. So that's.
It's been in Canada, too. Tons.
Yeah, Fox moves everything around.
I was watching it on Sundays, then it moved to Fridays, and, like, hell, I have no idea. I just turn the TV on and hope it's around.
Well, I think that they're partially counting on the concept of people with DVRs, where you just, if it's on during a week, your DVR will record it, and then you can watch it during that week. But, you know, but again, Universal, NBC, Sci-Fi Channel, Sci-Fi Channel, has... you know, and said, well, you can't. That doesn't count. I'm like, no, it does count. Watching it counts. But, you know, it's very strange how that stuff even works. I mean, and this is a time when things are changing in the industry. And it's going to be interesting to see how it finally washes out. But, you know, like my point is, if you've got a good sci-fi TV show, if you have a good TV show, but if you have a good sci-fi TV show, you don't care about, you know, about how the character, you know, what they're doing, but you see them react, you see them exist, and that's how you like it. Case in point, Castle. Castle, I think, is a really bad, very lame show that has amazing actors on it, and I love watching them.
Has anyone else here seen Castle? Has anyone else?
I love Castle.
I watched the whole thing.
I love Castle. It's on every night of week on CTV.
Nathan Fillion.
They air it Monday to Friday in Canada. They do.
I watch it for Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
Nathan Fillion's good. His daughter's good. The mother's good.
Yeah,
the
cops, I agree.
I haven't seen a single episode.
Neither have I, Anthony. Neither have I.
Love it.
I saw the premise. Oh, and I thought Murder, She Wrote. He's a writer.
Murder, She Wrote? No, it's not Murder, She Wrote.
He writes the books I hate.
I thought Murder, She Wrote, so I was going to watch it.
No, okay. Seriously, though, if you watch Nathan Fillion in the show, he is so freaking good.
He
was great in Amsterdam. I love that show.
All right. See, what are we talking about here?
Okay. No. Sorry. We digressed.
No one is arguing.
The creator said that it's not a sci-fi show.
So. Wait, excuse me? What's not a sci-fi show? They said that about Lost.
Yeah, they say that. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Lost showed them.
Forward 6 months.
What'd you say, Eric?
I said Lost showed them.
I know, with the time travel.
Exactly. Spoiler alert.
Literally, at this point, spoiler alert.
Oh, that'll work. Yeah, sure.
I was gonna say, just so flash forward, it's like Journeyman, it's like Daybreak, you know. It's like starting to get a little bit old already. With the whole...
Well, if they let anyone last longer than a couple episodes... Man, because don't get me started on... Was it Cat? Were we like Journeyman?
That was...
It was beautiful. But see, that's why I have a little faith in Flash Forward, though. The whole reason I didn't watch Life on Mars is because they canceled your Journeyman to put that crap on. But I'm not even getting there.
Really?
I have faith. I have faith in Flash Forward because I think it's the same thing again. They are not set in a space station. There are no aliens involved in this. This is a people story.
We don't know that.
It's a people story. Oh, geez. I hope they don't. if we get halfway through and then introduce Beta, I'm going to change. That's it. I'm changing this mess. But I think, you know, working with a people story like this with just the slight sci-fi time travel edge in there, I think this could work. I think it could work. You know, I'm not when the way they've set it up is very clear. You know what the show is about. You know, they have told us what's going to happen. There are no strange devices or aliens. They're keeping it within the human realm, and in that, we know what to expect. And I think it's got a chance. I think it's got a chance.
Yeah. Okay, what else is coming out this new season?
Bones. I watched the last episode of Bones. That was an amazing show.
I watched it this week too.
I'm sorry, which?
I watched it this week too. I thought it was pretty good.
Oh god, yeah. And the new season coming up looks really good. And it is science fiction because nobody could figure that stuff out in 45 minutes.
Oh jeez.
Look at it. You don't get the LastPass back in an hour. It doesn't happen.
Stargate Universe. What do we think? It's a Stargate with Battlestar Galactica feel.
Yeah, it looks like it.
I was thinking it was Stargate with DS9 feel.
Oh no, I was thinking Voyager. No, because you think it was Atlantis was DS9 and Universe.
Yeah, you're right.
Voyager.
No, it is. Right, you're right. You're right. That's right. Right. It is Voyager. It's Voyager.
It's Voyager. Because they're trapped on the other side of the
planet. Exactly.
But it looks a little gritty. Which is why it's like it's Battlestar Galactica. It looks like it's gonna be depressing and not fun like the previous one. Hold up, and not like the previous, because you know they're just not gonna pick up guns and shoot stuff and then have witty comments by Jack O'Neill or anything like that. It looks like it's gonna be all serious.
That'll be done in six. It's my prediction that they'll start out this way, and then within the first year they'll figure out a way to get back home. You know, at least converse with that.
I think they're going to drag it out and they're going to be stuck out.
No, I think if they try to drag it out, the fans aren't going to support it and it'll be canceled. So I think within the first year, which I think they've got a commitment for a full year, that they'll manage to do it.
Well, the problem is you got the whole Gilligan's Island thing happening there.
They have to get off the island.
You know, if they get off the island, then the series ends. Exactly. What's worse is between SG-1 and Atlantis, they have done every sci-fi episode known to man already.
Twice.
So it's got to keep them away from home, because otherwise they show up, they make it back here, and then what? Now you're stuck on wooded Canadian planets again.
I stole my life.
Running around in the mud. We had a decade at that with SG-1.
That's better than British
rock quarries. Is that what you're trying to
say? Rock quarries, right. Rock quarries. Plant.
Actually, I don't know if it's better. That's debatable.
It's different.
Wait, what did you say? British what? Rock what?
Rock quarries.
Where every episode is rock.
In old sci-fi British shows, it's...
I forgot. Yeah, you're a good
like
one.
Like Seven, too. Doctor Who,
Tomorrow.
They always did that.
Even in Red Dwarf, they did that.
Even in Red Dwarf, right.
No, they were on a moon. They were on a space moon.
Okay. Yes. With an old crane in the background. They didn't even try. It's like, is that a double-decker bus? What the? No. Third space.
I love that guy.
Unless they fly the double-decker bus, and then it's Doctor Who again.
No. We will not talk about flying buses.
Oh, God, no.
Really there's Dollhouse on the horizon.
Oh, boom. Yeah.
Which has every person from BSG showing up on that one, too.
And it's all good.
Yeah. And,
what's her face?
Summer Glau.
Yeah,
Terminator.
And the devil from Reese.
Yeah, yep. Right. They're going to be from Dollhouse. They're going to be the head, the guy is the head, and Summer's going to be, like, their Topher.
Sweet.
Yeah,
that's interesting now.
Yeah. So it hopefully, if it hits its stride, if it lands running as it should, and runs through, 3 years, which will be fabulous, and it will hopefully move these things along very, very nicely. I really like the episode.
So do you think they're just going to ignore the 13th episode and let that go?
It might tie back in. They've said basically it's the future and it could tie in, but maybe not. So you know, they're basically covering their bases in case something happens.
They'll just go sideways in time when that time comes, you know.
Right, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The easy answer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like the last episode of Next Generation, you know, they did the same thing with that. Well, it's not exactly the future, yeah, because it was entirely different.
Yeah.
The Enterprise D never got a third nacelle.
Make it so.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go.
Well, I think more along the lines of the fact that Data was killed, but let's not talk about that. I'm very happy about that.
I just hope Deshku gets killed in the first episode. Echo. And then that'll be my dream come true.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not an
Echo. Nobody's really an Echo fan.
I'm totally with you. I think it's the worst part of the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't disagree.
Jerk yells at me for that all the time.
He likes her, doesn't he?
Probably, yeah.
Well, I like Elijah Dushku too. I think she's a very handsome woman. But I also
handsome. Really? Wow. Oh.
That's what you reserve for like 40-year-old nurses or something. Yeah. I mean,
very homely.
Yeah. No, look, I gotta admit, I find her rather handsome myself.
Yeah. I do not.
No, I think she's totally hot.
See what I put up with Jackie?
I do not, by the way, agree with these fellows. I do not.
You don't think she's a handsome woman?
No, I'm not. I've never been a fan of her. No.
Yeah. No, see, I like her. She's a good what? Yeah. She can't really carry the series, but she can support it. Very.
Yeah, sure, she can be Faye if she wants to, but not Buffy.
Yeah, unfortunately, they didn't put her in a supporting role.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's going to, I think, reading between the lines, I hope, that they're going to kind of slightly lower her time on the episodes.
Well, by looking at how many awesome people they're putting in. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They're going to throw other things in there and hope that they kind of lock in and then.
So is that what they're doing?
I don't know, because I think Joss is in love with her, you know. So.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Yes.
You love Summer too, though.
The thing about it is that from what I understand, Elijah Dushku. The reason Dollhouse was made was Elijah Dushku had a deal with Fox to produce a show. She asked Joss if he wanted to, you know, to be the producer for the show. He created the show around a central character being, you know, Elijah Dushku. And she's an executive producer on the show, which means...
Oh, that's like an executive press.
Well, literally, because it was a whole... this goes back to... what was that? That
other show it does happen.
The other show... that was on Fox that she did.
True Calling.
True Calling. Oh, right. Which is, I didn't like it either. I didn't watch the damn thing. But, and she got a deal out of that. She said, well, we'll give you, you know, we know we want you to do the show. You're doing very good, this show very well for us. I don't know what that is. But, you know, but we want to give you another, you know, here. So to make you go away, we'll give you this deal.
Oh, my God.
Well, literally, yeah.
Well, lots of networks do that. They get people into contracts just to keep them. Like, Green Arrow dude has Justin Hartley has, like, a 5-year contract with the CW. In 5 years, he's going to be Justin Hartley from Smallville. He plays Green Arrow.
Really?
Yeah. He's contracted to, I don't know whether it's CW or just Warner Brothers, but, like,
I hope for him it's Warner Brothers.
Yeah, no kidding. For him. Because, like, he's pretty soon going to be out of the CW age, even if Smallville's on in 15 more years.
That thing never gets canceled.
No. If they kill Jimmy Olsen, let's just go up and...
Spoiler alert.
They did? Oh, my God.
Well, I didn't watch it. I found out.
I liked it. I thought they did it well, but that's just me.
But it's Jimmy Olsen!
It's explained. You obviously didn't watch it.
Oh,
burn!
Thank you. Oh no,
it's a SmackDown.
I think it. I don't know. That's me. But I thought
it was an actual podcast.
Kind of well.
Sci-fi
SmackDown.
I was trying to keep quiet because I really like Smallville. Now when Lex left the series.
Yeah. Wait, Netflix?
Spoiler alert.
Where are you guys?
Yeah, where have you people been?
I watched they killed Daddy Smallville.
I tuned out when Lana slept with Lex. I completely, tried to cancel my subscription network.
Yeah, no. Stuff has happened, people, since you all been watching it. But, yes, it was when Lex stepped out that I started going, uh-oh. That's when I could really feel a shift in the series in terms of the quality of the episodes and what was going on.
Yeah, just say they lost the producers on it, too.
Well, I can feel it. I can feel it.
Is it, you feel it in a good way, bad way, what?
Not in a good way.
I think it's really picked up. There was like a couple of years in the middle between Alan Miles caring and the new people coming in that got really bad. But I think they've picked up again.
Well,
why do they keep this on? Because it should have been canceled. I just knew it would be canceled like three seasons ago.
It's supposed to be canceled after four seasons. It's about Superman in high school.
Right.
Like, season 9 this year?
Yeah.
Episode is supposed to have him in the cape and everything and have him be, Superman. Well, but it's...
I heard people on the internet saying they're going to quit the Smallville name and call it Metropolis.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Well, if the show gets better, that's great. But right now, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard because I'm not a big fan of Lois. I don't like Lois.
I like her.
Better than Lana.
Well,
yes. Thank you, Jackie.
Yeah.
Lana's gonna be on Chuck now, and we're all screwed.
Oh, dang! I just started watching Chuck again.
Oh no, she's gonna be on Chuck.
She's gonna be on Chuck.
Well, she's a great actress. I like her, but I didn't like her as Lana. So she being on Chuck is not a bad thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure she can do anything but Lana, can she?
Yeah, that's not acting. She's just being her.
Excuse me.
No, what else was she? She was like exactly in a movie, and I was like, wait, that's her. It's just the same movie.
She was in a sci-fi original.
She was also
in Earth.
Let's not talk about the Chun Li.
Total bad movie. I didn't even see it.
Yes. Yeah. I told Kat previously I couldn't believe the rumors were true that the new Street Fighter movie was actually worse than the Jean-Claude Van Damme Street Fighter movie. That was phenomenal. I thought that was hyperbole when I first heard that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I gotta say, not a big Street Fighter fan, but I did like that movie. I did
the 80s one or the
Jean-Claude
new
Van Damme.
Oh, okay.
I like that one. I like that one a lot.
Not the Lana one.
Yeah. For me, it was, for you, it was the thing that changed your existence. For me, it was Thursday.
Okay.
Raul Julia's final film, by the
way. Exactly. That's what I was about to say, too. Of Adam's family fame.
Yes. That was me doing him as Guile. Never mind.
Okay. No.
All right. So from Sci-Fi Channel, did you guys see Tin Man? Anybody?
Yes, I saw Tin Man.
I bought the DVD.
I bought it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
Well, I watched it when it aired. I just bought the DVD.
Okay. Now, here's the thing.
You're talking about Alice, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm leading into it. But I want to set the Wayback Machine first. I was looking forward to Tin Man. I was looking forward to Tin Man because I like to see, Sci-Fi Channel actually try when they make an episode or a movie.
They try every December. They have a good one.
Yeah, like once a darn year, we've got to suffer through, Dino
Carnosaur.
You didn't like Prehistoric Octopus versus Giant Shark?
Oh my God! Oh my God! Megasaur against what? That crap was awful.
I watched Dino Croc, didn't I? I sat through that.
Why? Why? I told you not to do it. I have no idea why.
It was actually kind of cute. It was kind of cute.
No, it wasn't. No.
I was drinking.
That's it. That was it. You were drinking something, and the flashing screen had hypnotized you. Okay, so Tin Man. I watched Tin Man. Now, again, production quality off the chart. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And I know, Kat, you were loving them costumes. Everybody looked great in Tin Man. Mm-hmm. There was a problem with Tin Man, however. I think it has to do with the Halmy brothers. All right, you know, brother, the father and son. Have you noticed that the stuff that they make, the characters are interesting, the quality is very good, they're very prolific, but there's this corniness to Halmy stuff. Let me give you some examples of their other fine productions, okay? They made River World. They made Flash Gordon. The series,
the TV
series.
That thing.
Okay, flip over the cards. I'm out.
I mean, so they look good. These shows look good, but there's something. There's this wah wah. You know, that's the only way I can describe it. This corniness to it that really, really bugs me. So Tin Man was pretty. And I enjoyed what they were trying to do.
Just
drink
a glass of wine and.
Come on. I should not need artificial, you know, extenuation to go. So
this is
when
sci-fi
I
we're talking about, of course you do.
Look, man. Look. They had Farscape. That's all I'm saying. They had Farscape.
That was prior to Bonnie, whatever her name is.
Oh, don't like sci-fi on the Sci-Fi Channel, but okay. So when I see the previews for Alice, isn't it looking good? Isn't it? I mean, it's
I don't know.
Good.
That actress, the lead actress, worries me a little. She was doing something that just
what?
I don't know. Please. She seemed.
No. Oh, and you think Zoe Deschanel was
I
just
like Zoe Deschanel.
I like Zoe too.
I really like Zoe. No.
Zoe was cute. This lady looks like she's too old for the role, and she's trying to act younger than she is. I don't know.
No. Well, like I said, I'm very concerned about those two, the Halmys, in charge of another production. I don't know how they keep doing it. They make these really big movies. Somebody's giving them money, but there is a corniness to what they make, and that always bothers me. It looks good, but there's corny. So I'm a little wary about Alice.
You're gonna watch it.
I'm gonna watch it, but. But as soon as the corniness starts, I'm going, oh, there it is. And there it is. I will know right away. They don't wait long. It's always there. But
What can you do?
I guess it's the style, right? Because there are a lot of shows that have like a goofiness that you would never, like Smallville again, for example, without going back into it. But like, it's goofy. There's a goofiness to it. But you watch it and you accept that, okay, there's a goofiness to this. And
that's Eureka.
So, yeah, and you understand, or like, you know, Pushing Daisies or something like that. They all have their own like little style.
Oh, Pushing Daisies. Pushing Daisies is amazing.
Yeah,
I
that
love
was
that show.
That was beautiful. God. But okay, but
I didn't want to get attached to it. I didn't watch.
There
it.
Are kinds of goofiness because Xena and Hercules had it, and I liked it in that. You know, Eureka agreed. It's a different flavor, but also goofiness. Now, I didn't quite get the goofiness in Smallville because it's smoother than that. It's not. It is.
You can use the word.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else. How else to describe it? But you know, the way they make reference to the old, you know, the series. They're smooth. The way they do it is very well. It's tighter, and it doesn't have the kind of heavy-handedness of what
I'm talking about. Nudge, yeah,
exactly. Because like I said, Hercules and Xena, they were winking and nudging all series. but it was fun. You know, it was really, they'd say mess that was clearly not of the era. You know, you got, you know, Zeus coming in going, dude, what's up? You know, it was fun.
It was interesting in Xena and Herc. The thing was, it was every character in the show got every joke except for Xena and Hercules.
And
they were pure and they were very, very decided. And that was the whole thing. It was, you know, hey, we're doing this thing, it's really important and da da da. And everybody else is just falling down having a good time.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic about Alice, but you know, hey, it's coming up. I'm sure it'll be beautiful. I think you're gonna love it. Dad, with your wine, you're gonna love it. I can tell you right now.
Oh, there you go. All right, guys. All right, so we're gonna end this. I don't want to talk to you guys forever, but I need to go fix some lunch or something. I'm starving. So I see you guys later. Thanks.
Fun.
I hope you had fun. I hope we didn't like scare you off or anything.
Oh, not at all. I'd love to join in. These are fun.
All right, then. All right. Bye, Will.
See you later.
All right. Bye, Carl. Bye, Eric.
Bye, baby.
Good talking to you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet everybody.
See ya.
See ya. Bye.
You have just listened to the first Sci-Fi After Party. Please leave us feedback at scifipartyline.com. If you'd like to be on a future episode, you can mention that in your comment, or you can also reach us on Twitter at scifipartyline. Also, please friend us on Facebook. Thanks. And until next time, if you're going to defy them, do it right. V for victory.
Or Pac-Man. Could be Pac-Man.
Sounds like the Cylon Raiders.
Yeah.